Hi, my friend. It's soon to be Christmas, or we might say really we're moving into the third week of Advent. That soon is really a wonderful thing to think about. You know, the immediacy of life, at least in our American life, if you're listening to this in the United States of America or anywhere that's been touched by Western culture, what does soon mean? Well, it can be a little bit more immediate. It can be like quick, fast. So as we lean into the wonderful lean season of the Advent, as we look forward to Christmas, leaning into this third week of Advent, but we still hear from Philippians, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful letter in the fourth chapter, fourth to seventh verse. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. And then the writer continues, have no anxiety at all. Blessed are you if you have no anxiety right now, my friend. Part of the reason why I'm on this little reflection with you is that I come and go from it. My own life is a practice of finding a way to open beyond anxiety. And I think often that would be ours in our Western culture when soon isn't enough. And sometimes near isn't near enough. The Lord is near. And I remember way years ago as I began ministry, and Greg and I were just talking about the early life of the mountain. Beautiful little snippet on Advent said, the Lord is near, ... How far is near? The reading from Philippians continues, have no anxiety at all. Put everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Make your request known to God. And then the phrase that I'd like to peel off in a little bit while and reflect on with you, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Very beautiful short passage is the second reading for the third Sunday of Advent. And so if you have a habit of finding a home in a church, if you have a church home and you're hearing these readings, you might create a habit of listening to them again before, after, as we do sometimes here. As I sometimes with Greg pick up our weekend readings, this weekend's is very beautiful about this nearness. And we think, how near is Christmas? Well, I looked out the window and I walked up and I'm sitting where I live now, thank you, in La Paz or Hermitage, and there's no snow. It does not look like winter. Christmas doesn't seem near. And when I'm full of anxiety or other things going on, I mean, God's near, but I'm not letting that nearness come near. The near is here, immediate to us right now. There's a beautiful fire going beside me. It's a gas fireplace. Brother Joe was wise enough to know that I might not clean out a regular fireplace real well or tend it perfectly. This isn't a perfect fireplace, but it's a beautiful one, and it's burning, and that's one of the other images. So if you want to move to the gospel for this week, it's Luke 3, 10 to 18, just a little bit about it. John's coming, his preaching, has three strong themes in it. And one is about purification. And so we hear him deferring to Jesus now, leaning us into Christmas, which is near. And the Lord is here, and he says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Well, these are wonderful images. It means purification. It means the bonfire, the good fire that's going to clean you and me. And also the sign, the beginning of this Luke passage, the sign of John's coming, the fullness of prophecy is compassionate care. Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. Whoever has food should do likewise. I mean, that's our constant call. You know that, sisters and brothers. And I don't practice it as well as I like, so I'm sitting in a hermitage trying to hear how near God is in God's love and care for me, that I would drop my worries and anxieties and consider you. A tax collector came to be baptized, and they said to John, teacher, what should we do? And he answered them, stop collecting more than what is prescribed. Well, we'd say that's a wonderful recommendation to anybody collecting our taxes this time of year anywhere. And a soldier also asked him, what is it that we should do? And he told them, do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. Be satisfied with your wages. Well, that's not easy for any of us in a lean time. So it's historically set, but it's asking us to be just and care for each other. It asks us to not wrench out of anybody else what indeed is given to us, that we might share it, because the Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Now, I'm not suggesting that old piety, that God's going to float out of a cloud when snow hasn't and drop into your midst or mine right now and pass out to us the very gifts we're waiting for at Christmas, or I wished I got yesterday, or the wage you do need, or someone else does. But it does mean that God is here, present to us, and that you and I should just pour our hearts to that God. God knows our needs. And I think as I place my needs in God, so I let my anxieties go there, so I have none anymore, and there's some of my requests. You become aware of your needs. We know there are people around us who need it. And we need that peace. So let me just close the reflection with this wonderful truth. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We don't understand near, and soon is just not quick enough. And near, feel it now. We often do this here, and maybe I haven't enough to just invite you and I to be quiet together. The sense that peace that is a breeze, that is the fireplace here, that ushers in the truth of the coming of the Lord now. Beyond all understanding. It will guard our hearts, our very hearts and minds. Christ Jesus now, here, the Lord is near. It's my opening of my heart with you right now, my friend, that allows me to feel the anxiety pass and the freshness of this moment, even late this night, come as a breeze in this soon-to-be week before the last week of Advent. A week of rejoicing. As we've said before in these other reflections, as with the responsorial song, cry out with joy. Rejoice and be glad. And that can happen when we let go of that anxiety and allow now the one who's here. Touch our heartspring strings with the song of Christmas, with the echo of joy, with the peace of God, with the quiet of this moment, so that we will give our extra cloak away, so that we'll be fair with one another now, because God's presence here, and now. Peace to you, my friend. Let us pray for one another in a world that seems far from this peace, as this peace has not only drawn near, but is here, beyond all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds this night as we wait again with great joy for the coming of Christ our Lord. Peace and blessings. Peace this night. Peace this moment. Peace as it draws near. Peace as the Lord is here. Peace.
An echo of your peace, May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair. Let me bring some hope.